How's it going, Coach?
I'm good. How's everybody this morning?
We're good. How you doing?
Good.
Lendale White, Coach.
Yes, sir.
Difference between this year and last year is conditioning, I guess, part of the...
Not necessarily. The difference between this year and last year is he was playing behind Travis Henry. And, he was kind of more of a spot player and played, made a lot of plays for us, had some good runs, got stronger as the year went on. The difference this year is, he basically won the starting job, and he's been our starting back, and he's been very solid for us. We had 3 weeks there where it's that the classic situation where the 2 and 3.5 yard carries in the early in the game end up 6 and 8 and 9 yard carries late in the game, and so he's off to a pretty good start. A little banged up, but that's to be understood. Most backs, I think, are working through things right now, but pleased with where he is right now.
Since we're comparing and contrasting seasons, can you talk a little bit about the difference between Vince's rookie year and this year?
Well, there's been, you expect improvement. We see it. Sometimes it's not reflected statistically, but certainly, the long curve, he's definitely improved. He has a much better understanding now of what he's doing. I think he's doing a real good job on the line of scrimmage, getting us in and out of things. And, he's won a lot of games. The games he's lost have come to the teams with the winning records. And, I think he's taken a very professional approach each week, doing everything he can, days off, coming early, staying late, and doing everything he can. I think the biggest difference this year over last year is, I think last year, he thought, that he had to find a way to do it. And this year now he knows that he just needs to play the quarterback position and trust the teammates. And the bottom line is winning, whether he attempts 12 passes, 14 passes, or 40 passes. That's the bottom line.
Coach, what have been your overall impressions of Jay Cutler so far?
I followed him very closely last year, and then, obviously having studied him now, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, I'm just very impressed. He's got a very, very live arm, which we knew. He's mobile. He's unflappable, very focused. You can't ruffle his feathers. I think he's off to a real good start early in his career. I think he's going to be a very, very fine quarterback.
I know it's hard to project any time with quarterbacks, but you obviously got a good look at those quarterbacks coming in. For Vince and Jay specifically, are they about where you thought they would be at this stage?
I would say so. It's hard to, as you say, project how early the young quarterbacks are going to play nowadays. And, I think back at draft time when we drafted Vince, and you asked me then, I know I said that the hardest thing we're going to deal with is the temptation to play him before he's ready. And because of the athletic ability, I knew that was also going to be the case with Jay. But it comes to no surprise that both of them got to start early in their careers, and both are improving. And I'm not going to leave Matt out of this either, because I think that last year in particular, those three top quarterbacks, we felt like after doing our work that all three of them were gonna be very fine players in this league.
Jeff, you and Mike, I think, are 1-2 in seniority in the coaching ranks. And some of the backlash to that is whenever things go wrong or tough for the team, people start saying or wondering if you've been around too long. Does that bother you when you hear that, I guess, first of all? And do you sit back and try to put safeguards in place so,
Well,
you do
first off, let me say this. I mean, if you've been around long enough, you need to understand or make certain that those kind of things don't bother you. And let me just give you an example here. Rosters turn over. And that's the difference between now and where we were years ago. That wherever that old 5-year rule came from, I don't know, but they turn over now. Looking at the Broncos offense, there's only two players on the offense team on the roster that played against us 4 years ago here. So that things turn over. So as Mike's got nearly a new team after 3 or 4 years, that's also the case with us. We have new teams, and I think that's the reason you're able to stay in one place so long, because there's turnover, and plus, most importantly, not overlooking the most important reason, that's ownership. We corner that understands and trusts and have a good relationship with them. They understand how important continuity is.
Jeff, do you enjoy coaching against a good friend like Mike Shanahan?
We're not good friends this week. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's always a challenge. I mean, it's always been a challenge. You know, we've had some common opponents, and watching their plan each week and watching what they're doing on both sides of the ball, it's, he's always had a very well-coached team. He's always had a different plan, knows how to attack defenses. So we're going to have to be at our best.
Mike said, I think it was Monday, he said that, you know, you guys talk a lot, but you never get into X's and O's. Is that kind of one of the rules of, you know, being friends and coaching?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we'll talk about different things, personnel issues and, you know, maybe some common opponents and things like that. But, yeah, as far as X's and O's are concerned, that's just, you know, we'll let the tape speak for that.
How many coaches in the league are you that friendly with as you are with Shanahan? Is that pretty common? Is that, I mean, you guys are all kind of a fraternity, but...
Well, there's been a lot of turnover. So, you know, that's one of the reasons I think Mike and I remain close, because we basically started at the same time. We were on the 49ers staff together, and you know, we've done things, you know, off the field socially, and, you know, we've fortunately been with the same organization, same teams, and probably more importantly, we rarely play each other, which is a good thing.
When he came to you and asked, you know, he's talked a lot about him asking you about Cutler because you had scouted him. Were you surprised at that? Is that a common thing of coaches asking coaches higher up in the draft about other guys?
No, but I think it speaks, you know, volumes about our relationship. You know, Mike and I both understand how competitive the draft is, and you know, we had already gone ahead and made our decision. And you know, with that being said, yeah, I think you can put the, you know, professional aspects aside, and personally, I was glad to help.
What impresses you most about Mike Shanahan as a head coach? And what did you take any of his ideas from San Francisco? Your time there, have you used anything?
Well, I think if you ask Mike, I think we both learned an awful lot. I think if you go back through, you know, our careers, probably one of the highlights of our careers was to be a part of the 49er organization at that time. You know, Bill Walsh's handprint was still firmly all over the organization, and George Seifert was just a really, really good head coach to work for. And at that time, that was the organization. And so our experiences there were good. I think you probably find that our practice, you know, our practice schedules and our approach to weekly scheduling and those kind of things are probably similar based on our experiences. And there are a lot of other things we took from that, but I think that experience, and I'm not speaking for Mike, you have to ask him, but I think that was one of my most treasured experiences, you know, early in my coaching career.
Coach, I ran track with Corlin Finnegan at Stanford. How has this athleticism helped you guys?
Well, you ran track with him?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, did you say you ran track with him?
Yeah.
Did you keep up with him?
Yeah.
Would you be interested in coming in for a tryout?
Sure. Sure thing, Coach.
Okay. Well, it's his athleticism. I mean, he's really he's a fast twitch player. He's got great quickness and change of direction. He sees things very well. He can track the ball well. He has a very short memory. He's competitive, and those are qualities, good qualities for a corner spot.
Coach, I didn't run track with Cortland, Jeff, but I'm curious.
You didn't?
Now, I know you know my quickness and everything, but...
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
I just wondering, did you deal with Pack with the team at all this year? Have you? Was there a point in any team meeting where you had to discuss Pack?
Yeah, there was very early, immediately after the commissioner made his decision. I had one conversation with the club, and that was it. I didn't feel any further need to discuss it.
What would you venture to guess how many times you've been asked about him over the last couple of years?
I couldn't give you a number. You know, if it's involving an off-the-field issue, more than once is enough.
Do you agree with Commissioner Goodell, what he's done? Is there anything about...
The organization, we made a statement. Commissioner suspended him for the year. We stand behind his decision, respect the decision. We've moved on, and at a time in which he is reinstated, whenever that time is, will address his future with this organization.
Jeff, going back to Vince for a second, I mean, his athleticism was never in question. Obviously, it's probably a huge reason why you guys picked him. But how has he developed as a passer? I mean, if you look at his statistics and the touchdown-interception ratios, and I guess this week there's been some questions over how much you trust him to throw the ball. Can you just address that a little bit?
Yeah, he's improved. He's really improved since taking over. I mean, I made this statement yesterday. Season 16 games. The last 16 games, he's 12. We are 12-4. He has started all but one of those. His losses have come to teams with winning records. He's found ways to win for us. He does not like losing. He's very, very competitive. He doesn't understand that. The concept's not familiar to him. So as a result, I think sometimes after the ball game, he's a little frustrated. There's no issue as far as trust is concerned here. We threw the ball 41 times the other day. We're going to do whatever we think gives us a chance to win. He's very, very competitive. He trusts his teammates. He's just really, really a pleasure to be around. And, as I said many times, I had the great fortune of being around number 10, or number 9, rather, Steve McNair, for 10 years. I'm looking forward to having another 10 years, if possible, with number 10. And I'm pleased with his development. It takes time, requires patience, but he's going to win a lot of games for us.
Jeff, not specific to a player on your team, but Commissioner Goodell and what he did overall, as someone on the competition committee, do you think the NFL needed to do something, and do you applaud what the commissioner has done as far as trying to clean up the image?
Well, I think the commissioner's statement is widespread. I think the commissioner's statement transcends the football at all levels now, and sports for that matter. I think it was much needed. I think things were getting a little out of hand, and it's apparent that he's got it back under control. And I think everyone's learned from it, and everybody understands. And I think because of his actions, I think most players now understand, in fact, what a privilege it is to be a part of the National Football League. And the National Football League owes them nothing but the opportunity. And it's incumbent upon players to take advantage of the opportunity to do things the right way within the rules. If they don't, they're going to suffer the consequences.
How close is Chris Brown to coming back?
I think he'll practice. I think we'll have him on the field today. I can't say where he is. He's getting better. The high ankle takes time. I think there was a chance he could have played last week, but I'm expecting him to have a pretty good week of practice. Hoping he doesn't have any setbacks.
Have you missed him a little bit in the offense?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, Chris, he was really off to a great start before the injury. The opener, he played very well and has come in and made plays. I mean, made a lot of plays for us. The two of Chris and Lindell were working well together. It's kind of unselfish rotation. One get tired, the next comes out, and we were rotating them freely. So we're hopeful to get him back.
What about Albert and LaVoy?
We just have to wait to see. I think the injury report comes out. Is it Thursday now?
I was hoping maybe you'd give us a hint.
A hint. We haven't ruled anybody out for this week's game.
As a on the competition committee, do you think you will take a look at what Mike did for icing the field goal kicker?
The committee's going to discuss basically each and every issue, and so I'm sure it will come up. At first glance, I don't think there's much that will be done. At least that would be my opinion now, without hearing the other opinions of the committee members. I think as soon as a head coach ices a kicker and the kick is missed and then re-kicked and made, I don't think you'll see it happen ever again.
You have you told told Mike to quit signing your practice squad guys yet?
We had a discussion along those lines last week, yes.
Friendly?
Yeah, it was friendly. Yeah, it was friendly. Yeah, it was. I complimented them. Both Isaac and Larry were just great guys. We just really enjoyed them. Larry Burdine was a very, very popular player here, and that was we were in a situation where we couldn't keep him, and he got a good player.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
Thanks very much.
See ya.